In a statement on his website Wednesday, Tiger Woods did not say what his transgressions were. He said he is far short of perfect and is dealing with his behavior and personal failings behind closed doors. Woods denied that physical violence played any role in his car crash early last Friday outside his Florida mansion. His statement came after a celebrity gossip magazine, Us Weekly, published a story alleging that Woods has had a 31-month affair with a 24-year-old Los Angeles cocktail waitress. M. Gary Newman is a licensed family counselor in Miami Beach and the author of The Truth About Cheating, Why Men Stray and What You Can Do to Prevent It. He told VOA Sports that sex and physical attraction often have little to do with marital infidelity.
Most cheating men talk about an emotional breakdown both within their marriage and within themselves that makes them primed, sadly and wrongly, for an alluring relationship, an emotional attachment with other people. So we have to become much more aware of what's going on in our marital and personal lives emotionally.
Newman said that most American families spend less than 12 minutes per day talking to one another. He said for families to rebuild trust, those who cheat need to express true remorse, not just sorrow for being caught. The cheating partner also needs to evaluate their own emotional health and the behavior of their friends. Many observers have questioned how this scandal would affect Tiger Woods' lucrative endorsement contracts with high-profile advertisers like Nike, Gatorade, and AT&T. Sports Illustrated magazine writer Michael Bamberger says that the current problem will not harm Tiger Woods, who made more than $100 million in endorsements last year.
It'll have no effect on him whatsoever. If anything, it humanizes him. Nike would re-up him in a minute. If Nike would not, Nike would never fire him. If they did, somebody else would be lined up to him much more than Nike's already paying.
In his statement, Tiger Woods asked again for the media to respect his privacy and said personal sins should not require press releases. He promised to be a better husband and father and apologized to his fans. On Tuesday, Woods was charged with careless driving and fined $164 for crashing his sport utility vehicle into a fire hydrant and a tree about 2:30 a.m. local time Friday. Woods was slightly injured in the wreck, which focused international attention on his family life. Tiger decided to skip playing a tournament this week that he hosts in California to benefit his charity foundation, and he also called off a news conference that had been scheduled for Tuesday. The world number one cited minor injuries sustained in the accident, adding he would not compete in any more golf tournaments until next year. I'm David Byrd, VOA Sports.